Thank you, Chair. If can we go back to the slide on scope, please? I guess what we are trying to do here in this committee is sort of evaluating the consequences of the unified approach for developing countries, and I think in particular low-income countries. And I'm not asking you to sort of do a full evaluation of that, of course, but if you look at the scope, I would imagine that most of the least developed countries would rather be on the receiving side. And as a consequence, I would think, I would have thought that if you, the more you limit the scope, the less they will get. So that is my first question. I mean, I know that you have to use thresholds, for example, but if you, the more you use thresholds, the less companies will be in the scope. And of course, that will be maybe good for the administrative burden of things. But I guess from the low-income countries' perspective, there will be less money in the pot, so to speak, to make it very simple. So that is my first question. And secondly, there is a lot of my other question also relates to that, because there's a lot of things about carve-out, for example, for extractions and commodities, for, and I guess for those countries who have no such low-income countries, then they will be to the detriment of theirs, because it will not be so good for them, because there will be less in to share. And for those who have that kind of who have Arbigon extractions, for those smaller countries, I mean, wouldn't many of them still not fall in the scope because of the limitations based on size? And have you spent some thought on that? So that's my first sort of part of the question, if I can have some views from you on that. And second, I also want, if you could just comment on the IMF report on global formula apportionment, which came quite recently, and implying that this kind of global formula based approaches that we are actually looking at now, so that's why they've done this report, has some disadvantages, for example, tax planning, as has been seen in other areas where such methods are used, if you can comment on that. And also, I mean, it's also saying that if you use formula based on sales instead of employment, that would be also to the detriment. It would be not as good for the least developed countries, low-income countries. So if you could have a comment on that as well, and your thinking of that now when we are sort of looking at the receiving side of things. Thank you.